Hello, everyone. Welcome in to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. This is a special episode. We have all of us back here.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I know everyone missed me so much. It's good to be back, and you're welcome.
And guys, this is a really great episode because this is episode number 50 for us. That's right.
I thought you were gonna
number.
I thought something was coming.
Drop some 50 cent. Yeah. Something.
Like that. It was weird.
Hey,
that's
pretty good.
There you go. It's pretty good. Yeah. 50 cent. That was a good idea.
That was soft.
Yeah.
Man.
This is our 50th episode of the Fantasy Football Fools. So, welcome in. Thank you for listening to us. TheFantasyFootballFools.com. That is TheFantasyFootballFools.com. Our website, Fantasy Fools Pod on X, formerly Twitter. Tweet at us.
I think we can stop saying formerly. I think you just say
X.
Yeah.
It's so.
Or just say Twitter. Who cares? Everybody knows.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. All right. Week 10 is in the books. Looking into week 11 here.
It's crazy, right? I feel like we just started and now it's week 10.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
It flies by.
The teams that are making it are making it, and the teams that aren't are almost out.
And of course, we're recording this on a Monday night and we're watching the game, and man, that's I don't know the outcome yet. You will probably know by the time you listen to this, but it is tied, the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. What the heck is going on?
Well, I meant fantasy teams who are, you know, like obviously going to make the playoffs versus fantasy teams who are just done.
Like me.
Yeah, like you.
I lost this week, and it's not looking too good for me.
He's pretty much lost every week except for like three.
Yeah, I'm like 3-7.
I think it's like a five-game losing streak, too. I was just looking at
it
today.
It is.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. I had Eckler. I had Montgomery. I have Devontae Adams. I have Lamar Jackson, who hasn't done much. We'll talk about some of that later on. But, yeah, it's been a rough run. You get those, and you just got to try to win out, right?
Yeah, good luck with that.
All right, let's get into some news and injuries.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Derek Carr. Somebody, the car broke down again. Shoulder again. And concussion. They do have a bye week, so it looks like he may be okay. The shoulder, I think it came back negative. Everything's good. Concussion. Usually you miss a game.
Isn't that exactly what happened to his shoulder a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, like week three, I think, or something like that. So this is obviously there's something going on there.
Well, no, it's just the way he landed, but I guess it's just a really painful injury. Even though you're okay, it's just really painful. So, but luckily they have a bye, like you said. So
Baker Mayfield had some thumb problems. He did finish the game there, but who knows how that's going to affect his throwing. I think it's his throwing hand, right?
It is. There's some news today that no issue to the thumb. He's back. He'll be starting this week for Tampa.
Taylor Heineke, a lot of quarterback injuries here. Taylor Heineke left the game. That's all the update I got. There was no injury update. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was. He left the game, and then Desmond Ridder came in and actually ran in a go-ahead touchdown. But again, he's a quarterback on a team coached by Arthur Smith, so who knows?
Yes. Alexander Mattison... concussion. I don't know. It's just as concussion, but I think he'll be out at least a game. That seems to be what's happening. And look at this team. This team is what? They're 6-4, something like that. They've lost Kirk Cousins. Justin Jefferson's out. Cam Akers. KJ's hurt. TJ was limping around out there, and they still have that record. I mean, what do you think about the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, when you have the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs, I think that was the nickname that I heard.
Yeah, and I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah, because he's like super smart.
He's like literally like a rocket NASA scientist or something.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. So, because I saw that NASA put out a picture with him in like an astronaut.
Yeah, yeah. He's like super smart. I think he did some training with them, went through some, you know, aeronautics program or something. So yeah, so that was the nickname that they gave to him. But yeah, he's making things happen. And again, they're doing all this without, like you said, without Justin Jefferson, who should be back potentially this week, if not, you know, within a couple of weeks. And they've been fun to watch. They're just making things happen and finding ways to get wins.
And their schedule is pretty friendly too, right? It's like, I think the toughest is they play Detroit twice.
Well, I don't know.
Towards the end of the season.
We'll talk about it later, but they do play Denver next week, which seemed like it was going to be a good matchup. But right now, they're tied with the Bills.
So. Yeah, next three, Denver, Chicago, and the Raiders. So, I mean, three very, very winnable games. But as you mentioned, it does finish tough at Cincinnati, and then the last two of the last three against Detroit.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson ankle, he just continues to be hurt.
I'd like to really just listen to Brandon's point about Deshaun Watson and his Super Bowl winning Cleveland Browns.
I mean, they had a huge win this week against the Ravens.
They did. I can't believe that was a hell of a comeback. I was actually like, okay, yeah, but.
Yeah, as much as we want to count them out, and I was all for them at the start of the year, and then I was kind of out on them when Nick Chubb went out, and they're hanging around. I think they're a half game back behind Baltimore now. But yeah, the Deshaun Watson injury looks like some kind of high ankle sprain or something like that, but he looks to always be hurt. So he did finish the game, so I'd expect to see him play moving forward. But yeah, the Browns are just one of those weird teams that you're not quite sure how they win and how they stay in every game, but they do, and they find a way. So yeah, they're not dead yet.
Michael Thomas, hamstring injury.
And arrested.
Yeah, true.
So if he misses games, I don't think it's going to be because of the injury.
He was arrested before this game, right? And he's still playing.
Still playing.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, I know, but if anything else happens down the line,
if he keeps getting arrested, yeah.
Maybe it's like he was on a bail or something, pending. I don't know. I wasn't following the news on that, but it's like if it's pending trial, he could go to jail.
I think it was speeding, right?
I think he like threw a brick.
He threw a brick.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Who knows?
And
not much else to do in Minneapolis or wherever they
are. Yeah. Gerald Everett back. He's not sure if he's going to play or not. We just need to monitor that throughout the week.
I don't think people remember who that is. So,
tight end, the Chargers.
No, I know. I just don't think it matters.
I mean, it depends. If you're in a 12-team league, maybe you have him over there. Let's talk about some fantasy top players.
Awesome!
These guys were definitely awesome. Dak Prescott, 49 fantasy points.
Against the Giants, woo!
404 yards, 4 touchdowns, 17 yards rushing, another touchdown. Destroyed it. 49 points for him, 49 points for the team. So Dak has a good schedule moving forward too, right?
Yeah, and last three games, I mean, this is starting to be a thing for Dak. So last three games, 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, 370 yards and 3 touchdowns, 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. So this is starting to become a thing. They're throwing the ball all over the yard. CeeDee Lamb's been the recipient of some monster games as well. So yeah, I'm starting to really buy into the Dak as a good fantasy quarterback. They're winning games. Yeah, as you mentioned, schedule's pretty easy moving forward. Carolina, Washington, Seattle, Philly, who he had a good game against last week. So, yeah, I like Dak as a viable starting option moving forward.
Except when he got flipped on his head.
Yeah, he did get flipped.
There were so many good memes with that. I love watching that.
Justin Herbert, 36 fantasy points, 323 yards, 4 touchdowns.
He's my favorite.
Great bounce back performance from my guy.
Yeah, just when you needed it, right? Was he on your bench?
No. He's in my starting lineup. Right. He was part of that effort that dominated and ended your season this week.
But he almost ended your season last week.
Yeah, it wasn't just him. We talked about that.
Yeah,
last
it wasn't
week.
Just him.
It was
kind
of game script, and we'll probably get into this game more later. But the game against Detroit was just back and forth. They had to maintain, and so you knew he was going to kind of come out there and perform. Whereas last week they got a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown. They're playing the Jets, who weren't going to score a ton of points. So as long as the Chargers are playing a team that's going to score points, Herbert's going to have big games.
Got Geno Smith, Sam Howell, and Brock Purdy, all with 27 fantasy points on the week. Nobody has them in our league. We have an 8-man league, so one quarterback. But they were all up there at the top. And then down number, what is it, number 7 here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Josh Dobbs, we talked about it, the Pastronaut, 25 fantasy points, 268 yards, 1 touchdown. 44 yards rushing, another touchdown, barely knows the offense, kind of knows everyone's name. Josh Dobbs is looking pretty darn good.
Well, he was good before, and now he got a team upgrade, so there's no reason why he wouldn't be good. The first week was surprising because he didn't know anybody, you know, and he didn't know the playbook.
It was literally backyard ball.
Yeah, so it was like, so that was pretty cool. But then now, as he is there longer, he's only going to get better. And then Justin Jefferson will be back, and that team's going to get scary, you know?
Well, that's it. Yeah, Dobbs' last three games, 24 points, 25 points, 25 points. So, again, one of those games in Arizona, one of them barely with the Vikings, and then the one last week, which was outstanding. And so just looking at the top quarterbacks the last 4 weeks, Josh Dobbs is the number five quarterback over the last 4 weeks. Number three, we just touched on him a little bit, was Sam Howell, actually. He actually is tied for second. He has the same amount of points the last 4 weeks as Jalen Hurts. So he's really been throwing the ball a ton, and someone that gets sacked a lot but does throw the ball over 40 times a game.
And then wide receivers, Keenan Allen took the top spot, 30 fantasy points, 175 yards, and two touchdowns. That was a high-scoring game there, back and forth, Detroit and the Chargers. C.D. Lamb, we talked about him, recipient of Dak's touchdowns and yardage. He had 29 fantasy points, 151 yards receiving, one touchdown. He also had 14 yards rushing and another touchdown. He's been great.
Yeah, he's the only guy in history to have three straight games with 11 catches and 150 or more yards in each game. So, yeah, he's been wonderful. Again, as Dak has been really good the last month or so, C.D. Lamb's kind of been the primary recipient there. And I would just look for him to stay hot as the season goes along.
And he got all the work, right? Nope. Number three wide receiver of the week, Brandon Cooks, same team, 24 points, 173 yards and a touchdown. Ridiculous. Amon Ross St. Brown, Mike Evans, Ja'Marr Chase round up the receivers of the week. On to running backs. We had Devin Singletary from the Houston Texans. Who would have thought? 23 fantasy points, 150 yards rushing, one touchdown, 11 yards receiving. Did you see this coming?
No, but that offense is becoming one where you just want to get any piece of it that you can, right? We talked about C.J. Stroud a lot last week. Obviously, Devin Singletary this week. All the receivers that we talked about. Nico Collins was out, but he was good last week. Tank Dell's been good. Noah Brown's been good. Dalton Schultz has been good. So just getting a piece of that Houston offense looks like it might be a, you know, a smart strategy as they're just putting up points in waves.
Another great running offense is Detroit. Jahmyr Gibbs had 22 fantasy points, 77 rushing yards, two touchdowns, 35 yards through the air. And dropped down two more spots was David Montgomery with 116 yards and a touchdown, who he also left the game, right?
No, he didn't.
No, he was good. Yeah, he's my guy. I just assume he's hurt.
Yeah, no, I think it was interesting. He just got back from injury. And so, you know, while he was out, Jahmyr Gibbs kind of took a big step forward. So it was interesting to see kind of what that backfield was going to look like was because before he left, Montgomery was the guy. He was getting all the goal line work. He was getting a bunch of carries. And so, yeah, it almost looked closer to 50-50 this game. But again, I think that might have been kind of game script where you knew it was going to be high scoring. So Gibbs got a little bit more work. He's a little more explosive. But I would look for Montgomery to kind of continue to be the guy. Again, it's good to see him come back in this game and make something happen. But as they kind of get leads and they want to run the clock out and grind it out, I think you're going to see more of Montgomery in that role that we saw him earlier in the year. But it looks like both of these backs are going to be, you know, guys that you can certainly put in your starting lineup.
And then in between those two is Brian Robinson, 21 fantasy points, 38 rushing yards, only 38 rushing yards, 119 yards receiving and a touchdown. I want to drop down a little bit. I think it's, where are we going here? 2, 4, 6, 8. Number 8 on the week, your boy, Bijan Robinson. He actually had a decent game, 16 fantasy points, 95 yards and a touchdown, 11 yards receiving.
I mean, if you build it, they will come, right? So definitely, finally, his biggest workload. He got a lot of work in the red zone as well. Definitely like to see that. I'd like to see more work in the passing game because he's a great pass catcher. But again, I was just happy to see Atlanta lose again. I think we're one step closer to Arthur Smith being fired.
Tight end of the week, TJ Hockenson, 20 fantasy points, 134 yards, and a touchdown. He was the lone great guy on my team. So thank you, TJ. Keep it going.
He came into the game. They said he was hurt, too, and he was only going to play limited snaps, and he was awesome. So if that's what he is, you know, hurt, I can't imagine what he's going
to be. And he was literally hobbling around the field.
He was unstoppable. But still getting it done. He was great.
George Kittle got you some points, 18 fantasy points, 116 yards and a touchdown. Trey McBride, he's coming out this year, 131 yards, no touchdowns. And then Dalton Kincaid is still playing. The game's still on, but he currently has 11 fantasy points, 51 yards and a touchdown. So those guys are good. Moving on to everyone's favorite kicker of the week, Jason Myers from the Seattle Seahawks. He beat the Washington Redskins with 21 fantasy points.
The Redskins? Yep. I haven't heard that name in
a while. Oh, the Commanders. Yes, Commanders. And the defense of the week, San Francisco. I dropped them a couple weeks ago. Here they go.
Well, that's probably why you're 3-whatever.
I don't think it's because of my defense. 21 fantasy points for the week. So they helped you out there.
It's your decision making. That was poor decision making. And now you're...
I thought it's all luck, right? That's what you said? It's all luck?
Yeah, but you're not helping yourself.
That's only when I win.
You're not helping yourself.
Only when I win,
either.
It's luck? Oh, bickering. Don't you love it? All right, let's go to the other side.
You blew it!
These guys blew it this week. I mean, I don't know how many people were playing him, but Will Levis, he had a good game last week, so maybe people were playing him. He got you one fantasy point. 19 for 39, 199 yards, four sacks, and an interception.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. As you mentioned, he had a good game a few weeks ago, and they were playing Tampa, who's a team that C.J. Stroud just threw the ball like crazy against. So I'm hoping to see some big numbers out of Levis and just didn't quite do it. But still like what I see out of him. I still think there's more promise there than there was with Ryan Tannehill. So I would expect him to continue to be the starter for Tennessee as they look to see if he's going to be a long-term option for them.
And then I know this one's 11 points right here, but I had to put him on here. Lamar Jackson, 11 fantasy points, 13 for 23, 223 yards, a touchdown, 41 rushing yards, two interceptions, three sacks. You'd think, 11 points, okay, he's not going to be on the bottom there. But, I mean, his last, I don't know if you have it pulled up. I'm going to pull it up right now. But his last couple games, go ahead.
9, 10, and 11, his last three games. So you can probably expect 12 next week if that trend continues. But again, he's got, 40-point game this season, has, a couple games in the high 20s. So it's just kind of the touchdown luck, I think. They've been just running everything into the end zone. So usually these things even themselves out. It's been a lot of Gus Edwards. I think Keith Mitchell had another touchdown this week. So for whatever reason, they just have run the ball a ton and gotten into the end zone and just haven't had the luck of kind of throwing so many touchdowns like we mentioned, just two touchdown passes the last 3 weeks, which isn't what you want from your fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, I think there's some better games coming up, but definitely been rough if you have Lamar, and I do. Deontay Johnson, wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers, one fantasy point, one reception for 17 yards. He was good last week, right?
He was, and that was kind of interesting to see, but they just didn't throw the ball a ton. Pickens had three catches. Deontay Johnson had one catch, so four catches from your starting receivers, and then your running backs had more catches than that. So, again, Pittsburgh doing weird things offensively, but they ran the ball like crazy. They found the way to win. They're somehow 6-3, even though Kenny Pickett hasn't played well all year. But, only one catch on four targets for Deontay Johnson, which is not what you're used to seeing.
Oh, man, we're watching the game while this is happening. The Broncos
that
are currently
was ridiculous.
Winning 21-15.
And James Cook just found a huge hole, was going through it, somehow lost the football. It bounced back into his hands, and he kept going, and then they finally caught up to him. But that was just ridiculous.
You gotta watch. Go look that up if you haven't seen it yet. Devontae Adams, Las Vegas Raiders, 8 fantasy points. Again, here's another one. On my team, but, he just hasn't been where you drafted him. He hasn't been giving you the performance. He had 6 receptions, 86 yards, which is not a bad day, but just not the top wide receiver you've been looking for the whole season, really.
Yeah, he's been in single digits since week 3. So he had the one blow-up game in week 3, 172 yards and 2 touchdowns for 30 points. And since then, 7, 4, 2, 5, 1, 3, 8. So not even hitting double figures again since week 3. Certainly not what you drafted him to be.
Maybe you're right. Maybe San Francisco was, just pulling my team along. Derrick Henry.
What? That was so confusing.
Devontae's on my team, and the 49ers were whatever. Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans.
What team is he on?
He's on my team. 2 fantasy points. Oh, man, this is brutal. 11 carries for 24 yards, but he did have one catch for -4 yards. Moving on. Tony Pollard, not on my team. Whose team is he on?
He's on my team.
All right, we got one. 5 fantasy points, 15 carries for 55 yards. I know we talked about it last week, I think, but how are you feeling with Tony Pollard now?
Yeah, so he hasn't scored a touchdown since week one. They played the Giants. They scored 49 points. They scored 7 touchdowns, and he did not have one of them. You know, we saw Dak Prescott threw 4. I know the backup, Rico Dowdle, ran one in late. Dak ran one in. CeeDee Lamb ran one in on a reverse. So I don't know what to say. Again, he's still getting a lot of the work. He just hasn't been anything close to what he was drafted as. Certainly disappointing, but I'm not sure how you go away from him when he's still getting a ton of work. He's still on a really good offense. At some point, you think this is going to, you know, turn around, but I don't know. I've been thinking that for the last several weeks and haven't seen it so far. So, yeah, definitely not what I was expecting to have. But he's not crushing you, but he's certainly not helping you either.
I wanted to even out the playing field here. So, Aaron Jones, whose team is he on?
Oh, that would be me.
4 fantasy points. 13 carries, 35 yards, 4 catches, 19 yards. What do you think about him this season so far?
Yeah, he just hasn't been the same. Like the very first week, he came out strong and he scored. He was like one of the top scorers of the week. And that's when he got hurt. And he just hasn't, like the games where he's come back, it's like, okay, he's ready to go. And he gets like 4 plays, you know, and then he would sit. And then he was out again for another few. He's basically been out the entire season, even though he's played a couple of snaps here and there. And the last couple of weeks, he's actually been like, all right, full go, and he's not doing well. So I don't know if that's still bugging him or if the team is just that bad. I don't know, but it's not good. He's not looking good. If it's his leg, hopefully he'll continue to get better and slowly be able to, you know, play as well as you'd expect him to. But for now, it's not looking good.
Tight ends that didn't do well. Taysom Hill. Yeah, I put him on here because he's been really, really great the past 3 weeks. He had 1 fantasy point. He had, you know, one carry for 6 yards, 2 receptions for 17 yards. But not what they've been utilizing.
Well, the crazy part is that after Derek Carr was out, after he got hurt, you think he would, you know, get way more action, and it didn't happen at all. And it's like, what happened? What changed that you've been using him a certain way for a few weeks and he's been doing great, and all of a sudden it's like, I'll stop. Never mind.
And I think he's one of those guys that if you have him, you just have to play him every week, right? He's like George Kittle. You just put him in because you know he's going to have the spike weeks, but you got to know that you're going to get some of these weeks also. But that's kind of, you know, part of what you're expecting when you have him on your team. And again, you're playing him in the tight end position. So those weeks he is good, it's a big advantage for you. Those weeks he's not good, you know, hopefully you're not playing, you know, Travis Kelce or something. You're not losing too much at that position.
Sam Laporta, also been great, and not so much this week. 4 fantasy points, 4 receptions, 40 yards.
Which is weird because they had a good matchup.
Exactly.
You know?
They scored a ton of points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the back and forth between the Chargers and them. All right.
So can I, one of the quarterbacks that I wanted to talk about, just mention, Trevor Lawrence got negative points.
Yes.
So that's cool. Actually, like, you know how like that team is, they did really well last year, and then this year you'd expect them to do even better, and they are still at the top of their division, but they're not playing as good as they did last year, especially Trevor Lawrence. But then you think like, oh, he's getting better. He's like, they're starting to gel. Everything's getting better. And then they play against, you know, a better opponent, and then they just get creamed. So I don't know what's going on with them, but they are not going to make it far in the playoffs.
What do you think the most points he's scored this year is?
It's like 19, I think.
Josh Allen rushing touchdown. Dang it.
Oh, well, that's it.
There you go. There's another one.
19 is the most points that Trevor Lawrence has scored all year. Actually saw an interesting stat today. I don't remember exactly what it is. It's a comparison of C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. And so the last 2 weeks, C.J. Stroud has thrown for over 350 yards twice in the last 2 weeks. Trevor Lawrence only done it once in his entire career, which is, what, in year 3 or something now? And so kind of it just shows you kind of, I don't know. I think there's an expectation that Lawrence is going to come in and be one of the better fantasy quarterbacks, and he just hasn't been this year, and so that's been a major disappointment, I think, for all Trevor Lawrence owners.
All right, let's talk about some pickups of the week. These guys may be somebody to target. We talked about him earlier. Josh Dobbs, 44% rostered, keeps getting it done. I really like Josh Dobbs. I feel like he has this kind of Patrick Mahomes backyard ball type of way of doing things. And obviously that's happening right now because he doesn't know the playbook. What's going to happen when he does know the playbook? And I mean, in Arizona, he wasn't bad and he didn't have the weapons that he does now, as LSA was pointing out earlier. So I think he could be a very good pickup for you and maybe a season winning pickup.
Yeah, just to touch on that too. Yeah, I really like Josh Dobbs as a pickup. He kind of reminds me in kind of like a lesser version of like Justin Fields last year. It's kind of that pickup late in the year kind of led a lot of teams to fantasy championships and things where you're going to get that rushing floor from him. He's run for a touchdown in his last four starts. So you just get that baseline of almost 10 rushing, points from him every single day. And as you mentioned, he's been really good the last couple of weeks. No Justin Jefferson. He's about to get back the best receiver in fantasy. He's already been putting up big numbers, so that's going to do nothing but help him. I really like Dobbs. It's kind of a late pickup and schedule moving forward. Denver next week, Chicago the week after that, a bye, and then the Raiders. So three out of the next 4 weeks look really good for Josh Dobbs.
Jordan Love, I don't know, not my favorite pickup of the week, but has been doing better than he started the season out. What do you think about Jordan Love?
Trash.
I think it depends on how deep your league is, really, and what you're looking for, right?
Trash.
Yeah, not interested, I don't think. He's, again, not, the expectation was Aaron Rodgers, right? That's kind of who he'd replace. He's certainly not that. If we were playing pass, stash, or trash, I think trash is the right version. But as you mentioned, super flex or deep leagues, you need a second quarterback, maybe. But again, I haven't loved what I've seen so far from Jordan Love.
You know how, like, for a long time, people, like, on the radio and, like, other podcasts and stuff, everybody was saying, like, oh, the Green Bay Packers don't really know what they have in Jordan Love. You know, they don't really know what they have. And this was, like, the big, okay, let's see what it is. And it's nothing. So they're in trouble now.
Any other quarterbacks for pickup you think? I'd say it's CJ Stroud, but I think he's over 50% rostered at this point.
Yeah, it's just Dobbs and Stroud.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to some running backs. We have Jaylen Warren, about 40% rostered. Look, Steelers, I don't really want too many pieces
of that
team.
It's just inconsistent. It's just inconsistency,
But so he's like, getting more and more.
Well, he was getting more and more, but then all of a sudden for a couple of weeks, it switched and it wasn't him. And then all of a sudden it's him again, So it's that same inconsistency. It's like you never know what's going to happen down there.
So, yeah, I think it's actually been both. It's been him and Najee Harris. Like we said, they barely threw the ball to the receivers this week, but Warren had 15 carries for 100 yards. Najee Harris had 16 carries for 80 yards. I think they're both getting work this week. This is the second week in a row he's had over 100 yards from scrimmage. I think Pittsburgh wants to run the ball. They don't trust Kenny Pickett that much. And when they do, they want to check it down. And he's a good receiving back too. So, yeah, I really like Jaylen Warren. Again, I don't think he's going to overtake the job completely, but even half the snaps in a team that's, going to the running back so often certainly can be valuable.
Devin Singletary, we talked about his great performance this week, 24% rostered. Damian Pierce is going to come back at some point, he's probably played his way into at least some sort of role on this team, right?
Yeah, he was starting to play when Pierce was there, and I think, this is kind of, Pierce got drafted pretty high, I think, this season, and I think what Singletary's done the last couple of weeks is kind of what we were expecting Pierce to do. So, I think you want a piece of that Texans offense right now, so... I really like what Singletary's done. And again, I think he might have taken over that backfield with what he's done the last few weeks with Pierce out.
Keaton Mitchell, Baltimore Ravens, 21% rostered. He's got this explosiveness in him.
That's two games in a row where he's, yeah. But also I had to drop him because of all the bye weeks. I had everyone on bye and I needed room and I had to drop him. And then that's when he went off.
Bye apocalypse. Like,
oh, man, of course. But I am stacked at running back, too, so I'm not even, oh, well.
But also, he scored again this week, but he only had three carries.
Three for
34 and a touchdown, which is huge. And then one catch for 32 yards. So he's a big play guy, but they just haven't been giving him a ton of work yet. But I'd expect to see him start to get more work again with as explosive as he is. But again, Gus Edwards is there. He's getting the majority of the carries and the goal line carries as well. So Keaton Mitchell, the big play guy, Gus Edwards, kind of the goal line guy.
We talked about Alexander Mattison being in the concussion protocol. Ty Chandler had a decent game. He had a direct snap. I think he ran in for a touchdown, right? So he's 0.2% roster I'm not sure what league this is, but he's not rostered basically. So someone to keep an eye on. I think he may have a nice game this week. And let's go on to wide receivers. Brandon Cooks is just 50% rostered. We talked about he had a big game. I think he's had a couple of big games now. That Dallas, I mean, Dak's just spreading that ball around, letting it cook. Let Dak cook. Is that the new thing? So maybe pick up Brandon Cooks.
I don't think so, man.
Brandon Cooks. Get it? It was a joke. All right. Tough crowd over here. Noah Brown, Houston Texans, had a great game. Nico Collins was out. That had something to do with it. But, I mean, like you said, that Houston offense is just, you want any piece of that.
Yeah, that's back-to-back monster games for him. So he did it last week with Nico Collins, this week without. But last week, 153 yards and a touchdown. This week, 172 yards, no touchdown. But, again, he's kind of the big play guy. CJ Stroud likes to take deep shots. I think Noah Brown is certainly worth adding. He'll be a guy that plays whether or not Nico Collins is there or if he's still injured.
And then DeMario Douglas, not sure I really want any piece of the England Patriots offense, but someone, if you're in a deeper league, to maybe check out. He had 14.4 fantasy points, I believe, in the Germany game. Check him out.
Is Belichick done? Are we saying like he's done? He's got to retire, or do you think he'll go somewhere else? He should just retire.
I don't know that he's done coaching yet because he doesn't have the wins record yet. So I think he wants to get that, but he's not going to be able to do that in New England. So I think, and I thought we might have heard something this week because they're on bye this week. And so usually, you know, you give coaches 2 weeks or whatever so they have time to prepare and kind of change things. So if he doesn't go like today or tomorrow, I think that there's just going to be like a mutual separation in the off season. You can't fire him. He's like the best coach of all time. And he's been there forever. But I think that both teams want to go in a different direction. I think he and the team want to go in a different direction. So I think you see him coach again on another team next season.
And Mac Jones, I mean, got benched again.
Benched on the game-winning drive.
Yeah.
Like that's
didn't something. He throw an interception?
He threw an interception like right before that, and then they got the ball back down 7 or whatever, and with like, you know, a minute to go or something, and they took him out and threw the guy fresh. That's really bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Just ice cold off the bench for a game-winning drive, and you get benched like, wow.
I mean, look, he's the greatest coach of all time, but he's not doing a good job right now, right? So there's something to be said about that. But yeah, I agree. He's not going to be done coaching. Someone's going to take a chance on him.
I didn't know for the longest time until literally like this season, I didn't know that he was also the general manager.
Oh, yeah.
So like he kind of...
So a lot of this is on him.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, it's all on him. Yeah.
I will say this. I hope that it is not the Raiders to take a chance on him. I'm just going to say that right now. He's great. And Brady is now, or he's trying to become a part owner, minority owner. So I can see that happening. Kind of hope it doesn't, but we'll see.
I think they're done with their Patriot ways. I think McDaniels So I would look for them to go in another direction.
Tight ends. Trey McBride, 35% rostered. He had a ton. He had, 23 fantasy points. He averaged 23 fantasy points in his two games without Zach Ertz. So he's been doing pretty well. And they have a really good matchup, I think, this week.
He's been awesome. They play Houston, who actually gives up the fifth most points against tight ends this week. And then the Rams the following week give up the most points to tight ends. So two good weeks. I was curious to see what he looked like with Kyler, and he was his go-to guy. So, I really like Trey McBride again. We talk about tight end being a wasteland, but I think we've seen some guys added to the mix where tight end's not as bad as it was at the beginning of the year. And again, it's a lot of these young guys. There's really good rookie tight ends. Trey McBride's a second-year player, but I think there's really good young tight ends coming up to really kind of help expand that position.
And then defenses, look for the Chargers this week, Jacksonville, maybe Detroit. All right. Those are the waiver wire pickups. Now we got a special little thing. It's quiz time. It's the best quiz music ever, right? All right. I'm going to ask you guys some questions, and you're going to figure out what the answers are. You're going to tell me the answers, see if you're right, okay? Who has more points this fantasy season? All these do not include this week, by the way, because they haven't updated for the points until tomorrow this week. So who has more fantasy points, Jacoby Myers or Davante Adams?
$1, Bob.
I would say Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby has 81. Davante has 75. Who has more yards passing, Patrick Mahomes or Sam Howell?
Sam Howell, or else you probably wouldn't be asking us this question.
I'll go with Mahomes.
Sam Howell has 2,471. Mahomes, 2,442. So... yeah, close, but Sam Howell does have more. More passing touchdowns, Jalen Hurts or C.J. Stroud?
Hurts.
I'm going to say Stroud.
C.J. Stroud has 14. Jalen Hurts has 15. Very close. Who has the most rushing attempts in the NFL? You can just say a team? Name for this one.
As no, a
person. The oh, most person. Rushing attempts in the NFL. And if you can't, I'll give you three names.
Let me think here.
Yeah, these are tough, right? But it's just
I would say Christian McCaffrey.
All right. Good guess. El Sayo?
Well, yeah, now I can't think of anybody else. That would
McCaffrey is third with 137 carries.
ETN? I feel like he's up there.
ETN is second with 151 carries. Someone who you probably wouldn't think would be up here.
Edwards.
Josh Jacobs, 159 attempts.
Really?
I know, right? Some of these are interesting facts right here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're watching the game and...
Flag.
Oh, man.
Offsides.
You guys already know the outcome, but...
Dude, if it's on the offense...
Oh defense. All right. So it's 22 to 21.
4 seconds
left. And Denver's
left.
Just kicked their first field goal that they missed.
But they're down by one.
Well, how do you have 12 men on the field?
Look at the...
All right. Anyway, let's get back to this. The most fantasy points. Derrick Henry, Keenan Allen... Or Travis Kelce?
I'd say
Keenan Allen.
You said not this week. Oh, he had a monster game this week. I'm still going to say, yeah, Keenan Allen. He's been really good all year.
Travis Kelce has 83. Keenan Allen has 103. And Derrick Henry has 106.
Mm.
After this week, though, it's definitely
Keenan Allen. Yeah, for sure. More. Who has the most points? He made it, and that's
and
it,
Denver
right?
Denver just beat Buffalo. 24 to 22 with a last second.
Okay, I'm going
to
add one in
kick.
That it's not
also,
on here.
Also, that's this week, that's the sixth walk-off field goal.
Yeah. It's like a record. I'm going to add one in right here. Who has a better record, the Las Vegas Raiders or the Buffalo Bills?
Same, right? 5-5.
They're both
now?
5-5. Isn't that a crazy fact right there? All right. That just happened. Who has more fantasy points, Josh Jacobs, CeeDee Lamb, or the Dallas defense?
Oof.
I don't think it's Josh Jacobs.
And I feel like CeeDee Lamb just started scoring big, so I'm going to go with the Dallas defense.
I'll take CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, 101. Josh Jacobs, 103. The Dallas defense, 107 points.
Yeah.
All right, more interceptions. Josh Allen, Mac Jones or Jimmy G?
Mac Jones. I think he leads the league. Oof. But again, that might have been after this week. I still say Mac Jones. I know Josh Allen has a lot.
Josh Allen has a, he has like he nine. Two more tonight. And okay, so well, tonight doesn't count, but he's he had like nine.
Oof. Josh Allen does have nine. I'm not going to tell you what that means, but he does have nine.
I'll go with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen has nine. Mac Jones has nine. Jimmy G, nine. They all lead.
Well, Jimmy G's going to like not win that because now he's
of course.
By the way, did he actually ask the team to release him?
I don't know.
I heard that is that a fake meme thing that I saw? It was like Jimmy G asked the Raiders to release him. I'm like,
I doubt it. But I mean, they probably will anyway. I don't know what's going to go on. I really don't know. We'll just roll with the punches. Least interceptions.
CJ Stroud.
All right.
Or Purdy.
Russell Wilson has four. Lamar has three.
Stroud has two, right?
Stroud has one.
Did one more this week. Bad one this week.
More points. Dak Prescott, Josh Jacobs on here again. No, I'm sorry, not Josh. That's Josh Dobbs. Dak Prescott, Josh Dobbs, and Justin Herbert. More points.
Again, before this week.
I'll go with Dobbs.
I'll go with Dak.
Justin Herbert has 161 points. He leads Josh Dobbs 149, Dak 143. Obviously, that's going to change after today. A couple more. I know this is kind of giving you... It's interesting, right? That some of this is... just take a look at... It's a good little exercise. Take a look at some of this stuff and see what's going on there. Most receptions, Travis Kelce, TJ Hockenson, or Sam Laporta?
Hockenson.
Laporta.
Laporta, 43. Kelce, 57. Hockenson, 60.
I wasn't even close.
Most rushing attempts, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, or Zach Moss?
Zach Moss.
Mixon, 126. Zach Moss, 132. Derrick Henry, 137. All right. Couple more. Most TDs in the NFL. I'm going to tell you how many, but who is it? Just give me a name.
We're not talking quarterback, right? Like
No, not like quarterback. Not quarterback.
Well, McCaffrey has won like every game, so I think he's probably...
Yeah, the last week was the first one he didn't.
They tried this to force week. It to him yeah. this week, too. So I would say him or... Who else has a lot? Is it him or no?
Not him.
Okay.
It's one of the Texan receivers.
No. It's got to be a running back, right?
It is a running back.
Yeah.
It's not Pollard.
Raheem Mostert.
Raheem Mostert, 11 rushing, 2 receiving touchdowns, 13 total, leads the league. And the most fumbles, Desmond Ridder, Zach Wilson, or Josh Dobbs?
Oh, God. Not Dobbs.
No.
Wilson fumbles like 3 times a game, but Ridder fumbles a ton too. He had 3. I'm going to say Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson only has 5. Desmond Ridder has 6. Josh Dobbs has 6. And I didn't say his name. Lamar has 6 also. interesting game right there. Put some stuff in perspective for you. It may not always, the big names may not always mean, big points. A couple other things just to look at in your scoring league is right now, and we did this last year too, and this was a huge differential right now, but last year, quarterback differential and tight end differential, right? But right now, position 1 to 5, here's the difference in points. Okay, quarterback, I'm going to start with defense, and nobody cares, but defense, 20-point difference, 10-point difference for kicker, 13 points for tight end. That's it. 62 points for running back. It's a little big there. 51 points for wide receiver and 64 points for quarterback. So
none of that is as much as last year.
No, definitely not. It's definitely smaller.
Especially the tight end and quarterbacks. Those were the huge ones last year.
Quarterbacks, there's so many that have played this year that have kind of just leveled the playing field. And running back is kind of where it gets. But then running back, you go from 1 to 10, and it goes from 62 points 1 to 5 to 69 points 1 to 10. So, I mean,
I think one's just so far ahead with McCaffrey.
And the only team with a top five quarterback, running back, and wide receiver, what team is it?
Miami.
Miami, yes. So there we go. It's a fun little game to play. Go check out your league. Look at some point differentials there. Look at the rushing attempts. Look at the usage. Try to pick up some people to salvage your season, because that's what I'm going to do. Let's get into the matchups, shall we? All right. Before this week, went away from me there. I was 14 and 16. Brandon, you were 17 and 13. And Eliseo, 16 and 14. Last week, we had Houston at Cincinnati. Cincinnati by 7 points. You both picked Cincinnati. I picked Houston. And Houston won the game 30 to 27. Winner, winner, chicken dinner for me. San Francisco at Jacksonville. San Francisco by 3 points. It was 34 to 3 San Francisco. Me and Eliseo picked San Francisco. Brandon, you picked Jacksonville. You lose. We had New Orleans at Minnesota. New Orleans 19 points, Minnesota 27 points. New Orleans was favored by 2.5. They did not cover. I picked Minnesota. Brandon picked Minnesota. We win, and Eliseo loses. And then we had Detroit at the Chargers. That was a high-scoring game. Detroit was favored by 2.5 points. Eliseo, you picked Detroit. Me and Brandon picked the Chargers. Detroit won by 3 points. They just covered. You win that one.
And I knew it was going to happen.
And then we had the Jets at the Raiders. That low-scoring game there. The Jets were favored by 1.5 points. Jets had 12. Vegas had 16. Me and Eliseo picked our lovely Raiders, and Brandon lost with the Jets. So all in all, there was definitely some movement. I am now 18 and 17, making a comeback. Woo!
Unfortunate.
Tied with Brandon in 18 and 17. And Eliseo, 19 and 16.
Wow.
Taking the lead.
The year of the Eliseo.
Probably never to look back.
So let's check out these games. All right. This week, week 11, we have Cincinnati at Baltimore. Cincinnati is 5-4. Baltimore is 7-3. And Baltimore is favored by 3 points. Over-under is 43.5. Who do you got?
Who's starting? Am I starting? Okay. This is the Thursday night game, which is a good one.
Finally.
So Baltimore favored by 3 at home. Both teams coming off of a big loss. Cincinnati probably still without T. Higgins. Wow, this is a tough one. I am going to take... Give me Cincinnati in a bounce back game. I'll take them plus the 3 points.
Yeah, this should be a really good game. It's going to be a good one to watch, so I'm excited for it. But I agree, they're both been playing really well, and they both had losses this week. But I think Cincy's the one that's been like the hotter team, you know. Although Baltimore's been playing really good, I think Cincy is the one that's like doing even better. And yeah, they didn't do great this week, but they definitely bounced back. So I'll take Cincy with the points as well.
I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think that. It's going to be an offensive battle. Baltimore has been doing great. Cincy's been doing great. It's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to take Baltimore with the 3 points. Yes. I think that Lamar is going to come back and give me a humongous game.
Probably not.
Saying. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. They're both 6-3. Cleveland is favored by 3.5 points. Over and under is only 38.5. Am I starting this one? Sure. Man. I do not like this game. Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I have a feeling this is going to be an under game. It's going to be a super defensive battle. And even though I'd probably like Pittsburgh to win, I think Cleveland's probably going to take this game somehow, some way. Like you said, they've been getting it done, and I think they're going to get it done again. I got Cleveland. Oh, you know what, though? The 3.5 points. Damn it. I'll take it. I'll take it anyway.
Okay. I am, again, I think you mentioned this game. It's kind of a two teams that have won a lot of games, and you're not really sure how. So this is probably another one of those games that I don't know how it's going to finish, but it's probably going to be a field goal game. So give me Pittsburgh plus the 3.5.
Yeah, this is going to be ugly. I don't trust Watson at all. And I think the Pittsburgh defense has been okay. I think that's probably why they've won as many games as they have, because it's definitely not their offense. So, yeah, I'll take Pittsburgh as well.
All right, we have New York Giants at the Washington Commanders. The Giants are 2-8, and the Commanders are 4-6. Washington is favored by 10 points, and the over-under is 36.
I didn't know it was like that. Oh, my God.
Right?
I was going to go with Washington. I didn't know it was 10.
That's why I picked this game.
Oof.
You get to start, too. 2-8, 4-6, 10-point favorites.
I hate this call, but I'm going to go with Washington.
All right.
I think I'm going to lose that one, but I can't take the Giants.
I mean, everyone's beating up on the Giants. I don't know.
Am I? Oh, yeah. I'm also going to take Washington. The Giants are terrible. Tommy DeVito at quarterback. They're not going to score very many points. Washington has been, they've given up points, but they can score points as well. So I'll take Washington just based on quarterback play alone.
Man, I'll do it just to go against you guys. I'm going to take the Giants.
So we love to hear.
I just need them to lose by 9 points. That's all I'm asking, Giants. Lose by 9 points, okay? Minnesota at Denver. Minnesota is 6-4. Denver is now 4-5. And so I don't know what the new, I don't know if you can look it up right now, if it's even there, but when these notes were done yesterday, Denver was actually favored by 2 points, and the over-under is 43, which I thought was interesting. Denver is favored over Minnesota. So there's something they're seeing there.
Denver by 1.5 right now.
Okay, so it moved a little bit. I'll change it to 1.5 there. So Denver by 1.5. I think you're up, Brandon.
Okay. Gosh, this is tough. After seeing Denver's actually been as bad as they were against Miami, giving up 70 points, that seems like so long ago. They played Kansas City tough twice in the last month or so. They obviously beat Buffalo tonight. They go home, but they're playing Josh Dobbs, our boy. So that's tough, but I feel like I know LSAO is going to take Minnesota for sure, just the way that he acknowledged the Josh Dobbs statement. So I'm going to take Denver at home, minus 1.5. Broncos country, let's ride.
You know, it's easier to keep up with me rather than try to leapfrog me, you know? So, yeah, I am taking Minnesota, and that's your bad. We'll talk about this next week. It's going
like
to be fun.
Minnesota, yeah.
Just skip right over.
He's just trying to like get a better record, but it's not going to. It's better to just keep up with me. That's the only thing you can really do. But okay, take Denver.
Just skipped right over me right there, you know. And I was going to do it anyway.
Broncos country, yeah. Let's ride.
See, but I'm not taking them. I'm taking the Pastronaut, Joshua Dobbs. He's going to get it done. Let's go, Minnesota. Also, I have Minnesota in a parlay, so I need them to win out. Win that division. Philly at Kansas City.
Yeah, game of the week.
Yeah, and this is Monday night?
Monday nighter, yeah.
So we're going to be here watching it while we're doing this podcast, and hopefully it ends.
We're going to be really distracted, I hope.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's going to be a defensive battle with no points. Philly's 8-1, Kansas City 7-2. Kansas City's favored by 2.5 points, over-under is 47.5. And I started off, right? Oh, man. You know, in the tight end portion earlier, I forgot to mention Travis Kelce scored 0 fantasy points this week. Taylor Swift was not there, but neither was he because they were on bye. Taylor's not going to be there this week either.
Did you see where he was, though?
He was at the concert, Argentina. Yeah. He went to Argentina for her, but, man.
When is he practicing? That's the problem, is
exactly,
he's not practicing.
Exactly.
That's why he's doing so terrible.
So you know what? I think...
this is actually good news for everybody that doesn't you know, that doesn't own him, because then it's like you were always afraid, like, oh, I'm playing the guy who has Travis Kelce. Damn it. But not this year.
Distracted. No. He's so distracted. Yeah.
I mean, Kansas City is going to be great. I think Philly's going to win this game. They've looked a little bit rough lately, I think, personally, but I think that they have their eyes set on Kansas City, and they know that this could be a matchup that's going to come later on. And I feel like whoever wins this game is going to lose it the next time they play each other. So I really want Kansas City to win, because I'd rather have Philly win it later on. But I think Philly's going to win this. I'm going to pick Philly, even though LSA was going to pick Philly, so I should have picked Kansas City.
How's everybody guessing what I'm going to do?
Is it me or you?
I think it's you, LSA.
Yeah, it's me? Oh, okay. Yeah, Philly. I think, well, like we always talk about at the beginning of every year, Kansas City's always like, people kind of forget about them. It's like, oh yeah, they won last year, or they won 2 years ago, or they're really good or whatever. And people kind of forget. And then they just keep playing and they keep winning. And you're like, oh, right, they're still good. You know, so they're always reminded, like everybody always gets reminded how good they actually are. And this is going to be a really good game. And I think that Philly needs this, like, for them, for like their morale and their, like, you know, like, confidence and everything. It's going to be a big game, and because of what happened last year, I think they need it going forward. If not, it's going to, I mean, they'll still do good, but it's going to be like just in their head, like, oh my God, they beat us, you know? So I think they're going to go extra hard. I think they're going to be ready, and I think Philly takes it.
Yeah, I could have gone either way with this one, but because you guys both went Philly, yeah, Jesse's already put it in, typed it in. I will take KC again. They're at home, less than a 3-point favorite. And I would prefer to definitely go against you guys. And again, I'm okay taking a Kansas City team led by Patrick Mahomes at home, favored by 2.5. Just Travis Kelce, get back home, get rested. Jet lag's real. So get back, get to practice. Let's get it done. KC minus 2.5.
I will say, if Taylor's there for some reason, I change my, I know I can't change it, but
Kansas
City's
gonna win. Kelce's going to be like messing with his brother. Yeah. You know, like Kelce, he's going to give him crap and stuff. So. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You get your balls to the wall. Balls to the wall. I almost did that. All right, then. All right, then. That's Travis Kelce's thing in his podcast. All right, now. Oh, that's it. All right, now. All right, now. You all know out there. You all know. All right. These guys don't know. They don't listen to the podcast.
I think they can feel the eye rolls, though, through the through their audio system.
All right. Last week, balls to the wall. Eliseo, you had Rashid Shaheed for 120 yards and one touchdown. He got 24 yards.
But didn't he get overthrown, right? Or he got underthrown?
Maybe.
He was like wide open for a touchdown, for like another long touchdown, and he was either overthrown or underthrown. I don't remember, but it's nowhere near.
And he said, LSAO, pick me. Nope.
Yeah, like, balls nope. to the wall, not woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
Brandon, you picked Tyjae Spears, 100 yards, two touchdowns. He got 60 total yards combined. Yeah. All right, moving on. Guys, this may be the closest we've ever got. I picked Jaden Reed for 75 yards and one touchdown. He got 84 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, that's pretty close.
So, pretty darn good right there. And I got another great one for you guys today. You want to start it off, or you want to?
Yeah, you're right in the hot streak. Right.
Let's start it off here. I'm going to pick somebody here who is playing Denver, which this, I mean, we just saw them, so I don't know if this is completely true now, but they did still give up 22 points. But Denver gives up the most points to the running back position. And they obviously are becoming a better team. But this person looked good last week, and he has an opportunity this week to be the starting running back and to take the full load. I'm going to go with Ty Chandler from the Minnesota Vikings with my boy, the Pastronaut. He's going to have 18 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. And I'm going
to
do a bonus.
Down to the number of carries.
I'm going to do a bonus here. He's going to have two catches for 13 yards and another touchdown.
Wow, okay. That is...
Ty Chandler coming at you.
This guy hits 1 week, and now all of a sudden,
we'll see what happens.
12 leg same game parlay.
I took the.
Who's up next? You or me?
It doesn't matter.
You go.
Okay. My guy this week is somebody that we talked a lot about in this episode. So, he's got another good matchup, and the quarterback just came back, and he was looking good. He was, like I said, he was hot this week, and I think he keeps it going again with a good matchup this coming week. Trey McBride, he's going to keep it going. This week he did 131 yards. That's it. I thought he scored a touchdown, but he didn't. 131 yards. Well, this next week he's going to do the same. Well, he'll do 100 yards and 2 touchdowns is what I'm thinking. Yeah, like I said, good matchup against Houston. And with Kyler Murray back, I think he's going to just go off the rails.
Okay, so my guy is a guy that I would have yelled at one of you guys for taking earlier in the season because he's probably on a lot of teams. He's being started. But this guy hasn't scored since week one. This guy has been a massive disappointment. This guy might not even be in your starting lineups. But last week we kind of went off on Arthur Smith, and all of a sudden Bijan Robinson was good. He's on my team. So this week I'm going to go off on this guy, hoping that he also goes good. So give me Tony Pollard for 100 total yards, not one, not two.
Oh,
3 touchdowns for Tony Pollard. That's why I can do it, because he's going to go super balls to the wall. He's playing Carolina. It's a great matchup. If he can't do it this week, he's not doing it at all. Tony Pollard, 3 touchdowns. Let's go.
Woo. I thought he was going to have a game like that this week.
Against the Giants, me too. But and he didn't. So now he's didn't. Even more due.
From 0 to 3 touchdowns. Are they going to be passing or running? I don't know. Is Dak going to be good or bad? We're going to see. Those are the balls to the wall. Pick those guys up. Once again, 50 episodes. Thank you guys for listening out there. We will continue for 50 more, right? Check us out at thefantasyfootballfools.com. That is the the is in front, thefantasyfootballfools.com. And tweet at us, X at us, Fantasy Fools Pod. Until next time, don't be a fool.
Stay in school.